say it again. I have a maker.
I have a maker.
Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. It's so good to be in the house of the Lord once again this morning. Just turn around and shake your neighbor's hand and say to them, I've got an appointment with God this morning. You can do it them easy way in a point. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just say, have you been to Jesus for a cleansing path? Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood for the
in the blood of the Lamb.
the name of the Lord? Are you washed this morning with the blood of the Lamb? Are your garments white as snow? Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I chose.
Oh,
just say, come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Brother Kulu will be coming to the fore to open this service in a word of prayer.
Come by here, my Lord. Come by here. Come by here, my Lord.
Father, to praise your holy name, O God. Heavenly Father, as we feel your presence as your children, O God. Heavenly Father, as your servant was leading us with the songs of Zion, O God, there was a deep, O God, touching the deep, oh God. Heavenly Father, oh God, until David of old said, this is a dreadful place, oh God. Heavenly Father, oh God, when your presence comes in this mighty magnitude, oh God, we as your children, we will say, oh God, we'll not let you go, oh God, until you bless us, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Lord God Almighty, oh God, as we are in your presence, oh God, we say, Heavenly Father, oh God, as the goats meet, oh God, Heavenly Father, beat us, oh God, until you can see yourself in us, oh God. Because Heavenly Father, the whole purpose of us coming here, oh God, is for us to lose the weight, oh Heavenly Father, of the world, Heavenly Father, is for us to lose, oh God, Heavenly Father, the vision of the world, oh God. But Heavenly Father, to be with the same mind that was in Christ Jesus, Heavenly Father, is to pick up the Heavenly Father, oh God, that vision that you heard, oh God, Heavenly Father, way back in the back part of God, Heavenly Father, oh God, is to pick up the speed, Heavenly Father, Brother Branham says, oh God, Heavenly Father, I believe that Heavenly Lord God, as your child was leading us in songs, oh God, he took us way back, Heavenly Father, oh God, Heavenly Father, he took us, oh God, until Pastor says, oh God, it is the realm of possibilities, oh God, wherever, Father, oh God, anything is possible, oh God, Heavenly Father, we say, oh God, as you're going to carry on with the service, oh God, may you move, oh God, to our needs, Heavenly Father. Oh God, we know that Heavenly Father, we're just a needy bunch of people, oh God. Heavenly Father, oh God, we need strengthening, oh God. Heavenly Father, the world, oh God, is not appealing outside, oh God. Heavenly Father, that's why we gathered here, oh God. You said when two or three are gathered in your name, you shall be in the midst of Heavenly Father. That's why we believe, oh God. Heavenly Father, oh God, because Heavenly Father, if you don't believe, oh God, then we are nothing, Heavenly Father. We say, oh God, as your servant is going to come and he's going to break the bread, oh God. Heavenly Father, oh God, may we see you, oh God. May we see nobody else, Heavenly Father. But Heavenly Father, may we see you, Heavenly Father. May we grow from it, oh God. Heavenly Father, when we go out of the door, oh God, may we go out being changed people, oh God. Heavenly Father, that's our prayer, that's our desire, oh God. Until the songwriter says, from glory to glory, he's changing me, oh God. That's our heart desire, oh God, is to move from glory to glory, is to have that Enoch walk, Heavenly Father, oh God, a personal walk with God, till Heavenly Father, the world is silent in our heads, in our sides, oh God, we're just walking with God until we are not seen, Heavenly Father, for Heavenly Father, this world is not appealing, Heavenly Father, we just want to pray and say, oh God, carry on with the meeting, in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Hallelujah. Let's just take just one chorus before the singers come to the fore. Hallelujah. Let's just say, Modimo holiday. Matata. Hayo.
Hayo. Matata.
Yo. Hayo.
Modimo holiday.
Modimo holiday.
Hayo.
Matata.
Ayo matata, ayo matata.
wonder if we have musical items this morning. Hallelujah. Okay, at this point I will welcome Sister Greena, followed by my brother Spusiso, and then Lighthouse Tabernacle Choir. Hallelujah.
Wonderful, marvelous name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory sheds on our way. While we do
cheer up, my brother.
the living, the sun, sunshine, we'll understand it. Hallelujah, all by and by. Tempted and tried, we of made to wonder why it should be thus all day long. While there are others living about us, never molested, throwing the wrong. That's why we sing, Father alone, we, hallelujah, know all about you. Father alone, we will understand. Understand why. Cheer up, my brother, leaving the sunshine. We'll understand.
There's a verse that says,
when we see Jesus coming in glory, when he comes from our home in the sky, then we shall meet with him in that bright mansion, and then we'll understand it. Hallelujah, all by and by. Sing with me, Father alone.
Understand why.
You should cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, my brother. Living in sunshine. Hallelujah. For we will understand.
Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. I call him holy. Your name is holy. Holy you are, and holy you be. I call you righteous. Your name is righteous. You are so righteous to me. I call you righteous. Your name is righteous. Righteous you are, and righteous you be. I call you holy.
I call you holy. Your name is holy.
Your name is holy.
You are so holy.
I call you holy.
I call you holy. Your name is holy.
Holy you are.
Holy you are. And holy you be.
Yeah. I call you righteous.
I call you righteous.
You are so righteous.
Your name is righteous. You are so righteous.
I call you righteous, yeah.
Your name is righteous. Righteous you are, and righteous you
be. I call you awesome. Your name is awesome. You are so awesome to me. I call you awesome. Your name is awesome. Awesome you are, and awesome you be. I call you awesome.
I call you awesome.
Your name is awesome.
Your name is awesome.
You are so awesome.
You are so awesome.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. I would like us to try a song. We will just sing a short phrase of it. Next time we'll sing a full version of it. Hallelujah. Makanaka Jesu. Hallelujah. On key F. Let's just attempt it while the deacons collect their tithings and offerings. Hallelujah. Makanaka Jesu. Makanaka Jesu. Simutaru oko rwako chiti. Makanaka Jesu. Makanaka Jesu. Makanaka Jesu,
Makanaka Jesu,
Simuta Simuta Ruoko Ruoko Chiti, Makanaka Jesu. Hallelujah. The song simply says, He is awesome. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Just raise your hands and say, The Lord is good. It's in Shona, by the way. Hallelujah. Makanaka Jesu. Makanaka Jesu.
Makanaka Jesu.
Simutaru oko.
Jesus.
Makanaka Jesus.
Makanaka Jesus.
Makanaka
Jesus. Makanaka Jesus.
Zimutaruo.
Zimutaruo. Rako uchi.
Makanaka
Jesus.
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 Makanaka Jesus.
Makanaka Jesus.
Zimutaruo.
Zimutaruo.
Rako uchiti.
Makanaka Jesus.
Makanaka Jesus.
Makanaka Jesus.
Makanaka Jesus. Makanaka,
makanaka
Jesus,
makanaka Jesus,
for the last time, makanaka
Jesus,
makanaka
Jesus,
Makanaka,
makanaka
Jesus, makanaka
Jesus,
simutaruo,
roku
chiti,
era
for the very last time now, makanaka
Jesus,
I makanaka
Jesus.
Makanaka, let's sing this song to the Lord. Makanaka
Jesus,
Makanaka
Jesus,
I
see
for the very last time now. Makanaka Jesus. Song. Now you've got the song. Now we're gonna sing the song. Yeah. Hallelujah. Zimutaruo, just wait. We're gonna wave our hands to say the Lord is good. This song is good. Makanaka Jesus.
Makanaka Jesus.
Zimutaruo. Next time we'll do the full version of the song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor this song is nice. Yes. Hallelujah. Give us key G, my brother. Hallelujah. Yes, I'm going to be welcoming to the four our precious brother, Mbanya. Hallelujah. With some announcements. Let's just take a Tsonga chorus. Hallelujah. Shangani chorus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Lord, we are a multiracial church. We'll sing to the Lord in a multiracial way. Hallelujah. And the song just went out of my mind. Hallelujah. Loko mi bona iri so. Loko mi bona iri so. Loko mi bona iri so.
Yeah. bless you. I want to greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us bow our heads. I'll sing just a word of prayer for the offerings.
Jesus, King.
This morning, as we greet all of you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. How many believe that Jesus lifted us up? He's a good Savior. Amen. Hence, we love Him so much. I understand the music was good. Amen. Sometimes they may sing a song that you don't know. That you don't understand. But just know that it resonates with somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Because we are multiracial. Amen. If they sing a Congolese will jump up and down. You just wait and say, I'm waiting for my time. Amen. But isn't it beautiful to be in the house of the Lord? Amen. We really are thankful. God bless you. Maybe just this song was in my heart. I was singing it in my heart. Heal your people, heal the land.
Amen.
Before we go to the reading of the word,
I'm just for the ease. Yes, for the as for the wrong
heal your people. Heal the land. There's still power in Jerusalem. My soul is longing for sweet rest. Heal your people. Heal your people,
heal your people, heal the land. There's still power in Jerusalem.
My soul is longing
for sweet
heal your people,
heal your people.
As we turn to our Bibles, if we can turn to the book of Acts from verse 28. That's Acts
20.
From verse 28 to 31.
It reads in this manner.
If you found it, you can say amen.
Amen.
Amen. It says, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Ziqapheleni nina nomhlambi wonke, anibeke kuwo umoya oyingcwele, ukuba nibe ngababonisi bokwalusa ibandla likaNkulunkulu azizuzele lona ngegazi lakhe.
For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock.
Mina ngiyazi ukuthi emva kokumuka kwami kuza kungena kini izimpisi ezihahayo zingawahawukeli umhlaba.
Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them.
Naphakathi kwenu kuzakuvela amadoda akhuluma ukudukisayo, ahunge abafundi abalandele.
Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears.
Ngakho lindani, nikhumbule ukuthi ngeminyaka emithathu ubusuku nemini engiyeka ukunilukela nonke ngabanye nangezinyembezi.
2 Timothy 3. We'll commence from verse 1.
So qala ku verse 1.
That's 2 Timothy 3 from verse 1 to verse 5.
Athi ku Timothy 2 sahluko sesithathu verse 1.
This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Kepha yazini lokhu ukuthi ezinsukwini zokugcina kuza kuvela izikhathi ezinzima.
For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
Ngokuba abantu bazokuba abazithandayo, nabathanda imali, nabazigabhisayo, nabazidlayo, nabahlambalazayo, nabangalaleli abazali, nabangabongiyo, nabahlazisayo.
Without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good.
Nabanganaluthando, nabahlebi,
nabangazithibi nabanganabumnene nabangathandi okuhle.
Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God.
Nabakapheli nabanamawala nabakhukhumele nabathanda injabulo kunokuthanda uNkulunkulu.
Having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away.
Nabanesimo sokwesaba uNkulunkulu kepha amandla akho bawaphika labo ke obagwema.
Amen. How many believe that those days that were spoken of are these days where we are living today?
Banga kabakholwayo ukuthi lezi zinsuku bebakhuluma ngazo izona lezi zinsuku esiphila kuzona.
There is a time for prophecy and there is a time for fulfillment of a prophecy.
Kunesikhathi sesiprofetho, kunesikhathi sokugcwaliseka kwesiprofetho.
And when you read the books, the scriptures that we have read,
uma ufunda lemibhalo esifundile,
you can sort of get discouraged. And say it speaks about previous times that are coming. It would appear as if the Bible is painting a gloomy picture. And while I was reading and looking at this, before I allow you to sit down, I liked it when the prophet in the message, "I know my Redeemer liveth." It says God's purpose can never be defeated. I don't know how many believe that this morning. God's purpose can never be defeated. There is nothing can defeat it.
Ayikho into engayehlula.
So how happy ought we to be today?
Ufanele sijabule kanjani ke namhlanje?
Resting upon that beautiful revelation of the word of the living God.
Sinxeke kulelozwi likaNkulunkulu.
Knowing that there is neither things present nor things that can come.
Sazi ukuthi azikho into ekhona okanye into esazokuza.
There is no sickness.
Akuna kugula.
No sorrow.
Akuna inhlungu.
No death.
Akuna kufa.
No perils.
Akuna ubungozi.
Nothing.
Akuna lutho.
Can separate us from the purpose of the living God. And I want to emphasize, God's purpose shall never be defeated. The devil will be at heart at work, but I want to declare him a loser. He stands no chance against the army of God. Are you part of that army this morning? I want you these to resonate with you. You are speaking my language. A language of victory is a language of a believer. And I say to the devil, bring it on, we are ready. We've got what it takes to overcome you. I hope you believe that. We are getting into an hour where it's not just going to be church as usual. We need every post, every soldier at their post of duty. Slaying giant after giant. Becoming merciless to the enemy. Because you've got a ground to protect. Don't just be a church member. There is a ground to be possessed. Your sword must be sharper. You must be vigilant. You must be disciplined to deliver the results. Amen. As we pray, most gracious Heavenly Father,
amen.
We are very much thankful this morning. Just to read the beautiful ways that God's purpose shall never be defeated. I'm thankful to serve such a God.
Amen.
And God that is invincible. And this morning, as we are worshiping in this manner, we know who we worship.
Yes, sir.
And Lord, I'm glad that when all is said and done, victors will emerge.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed to tell the devil that I'm one of those victors.
Amen.
And I believe these men and women are not ashamed to tell the devil that they are one of those victors, dear God.
Amen.
If it is not us, then who it is? If it is not now, then what then? But I think we are the people, and this is the right time. And we commit the reading of the word to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As you take your seats. I think we just want to acknowledge the believers that are from Pastor Naidu's assembly. If they can stand up. Amen.
Amen.
All right. A round of applause for them. Amen. I think normally when you worship with Brother Naidu, chances are that you are a singer. Amen. Good reputation of music. We are happy to have you this morning. Amen. God bless you richly. Now, we want to continue where we left off on Wednesday. We were speaking on the infiltration of Satan. And then we're showing how the prophet in the 50s, he spoke on a message, the invasion of the United States. And we said the devil is now moving from the frontal attack. Now he's using infiltration. And we say invasion, although he is dangerous, but
he
is not as lethal as infiltration. Amen. Infiltration is more dangerous. Because you get ambushed from behind. Or even from within. And we just to recap for those that were not here. And we painted a picture that this message has gathered God's subjects. And it has triggered a move of God in the end time. And this move of God condemned the devil. And the devil is not happy with the move. He wants to destroy. How many are witnesses that the devil wants to destroy this message? The devil wants to derail the agenda of God. That's his responsibility. That's how he is. It's his nature. He steals and destroys. And we see him attempting to steal. He's stealing the Christians' joy. He's stealing our children. Stealing our marriages. He's a thief. But we do not want to be ignorant of his devices. You've got to know the enemy. You've got to profile the enemy. If you don't know who you are fighting against, I tell you, you're going to be ambushed. Every believer must understand the DNA of the enemy. How does he move? How does he attack? All these schemes of the enemy. And we've got to expose them and tackle him head on in order to overcome. I believe that the battle is still going to be very intense. there's going to be too much pressure. But what consoles me, there are people here on the earth in their makeup, there is no DNA of defeat. They've got two options to overcome and to overcome. Do you hear me? To Amen. Overcome and or to overcome. Those are the two options for a believer. Now we are living in a time where there is a great deception that is taking place. And I want to say we are far down the line. We are not at a level where Pentecostals can deceive us. We are way above that. Let alone the formal and denominational system. They can never deceive us. The deception that is going to come will come from within. The devil has realized that a deception that comes from outside, we have managed somewhat to defend and be able to take our stance. But now he's got to infiltrate our pulpits. He's got to infiltrate our churches and attack from within. And I want to say, and I'm going to put it however way I put it, I hope you hear it. Today, if somebody holds the spoken word, it's not a guarantee that they are genuine. Today, if somebody can be able to quote quotations of the prophet, it's not a sign that they are genuine. And I want to say, the church must not be afraid to be suspicious. We are in a time where we've got to be suspicious. And everything we've got to test it by the way. Because we are at a time where we are not loyal to personalities. Because personalities have come and some have disappointed us. But this wait has never disappointed us. I hope we are together. So we've got to put our eternal destination on the
weight.
Now, Paul as the first messenger, after he laid the foundation, he issues the warning to the church and say, take heed therefore unto yourselves, to all the flock over there which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing, shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. If you remember, Brother Bram said, after I'm gone, men will come and say, when he said this, he actually meant that. After every departure of a great messenger of God, the devil moves in swiftly. And after he has moved in, he destroys whatever that messenger has established. And today I want to say the devil has moved in. And he wants to destroy everything that the prophet has established. He wants to turn this message and make it ordinary. He wants to denominate this message. But I want to say this message shall never be denominated. Because this message, it is the Son of Man. And when you believe this message, you feed on the Son of Man. So you cannot denominate the Son of Man, but you can denominate those who profess to believe the message. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things. Have you heard perverse things in the end time? There is a great rising of great men that are speaking perverse things, drawing away disciples unto themselves. A genuine ministry will always point you to Christ. I hope we are together. Now, Paul in Timothy as well, he speaks and say, perilous times shall come. And he goes on another scripture. He says, Lord, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And I want to say there is a great falling away that is taking place. That's why if you stand, make sure that you are really standing. Because the devil is hard at work. Now, this church, and when I say this church, I'm not referring to this church. I'm referring to the universal body of Jesus Christ. I cannot be an advocate of this church, but I can be an advocate of the invisible or the universal body of Christ. There's no church that is perfect. Every church has got three kinds of believers. But there is a church where there is only believers that make up the body of Jesus Christ. You are only born into it. You can never join it. This one you can join it, and we can see you every Sunday. You can associate with it. But in that one, you are placed by the Holy Spirit in that one. And if you have been placed in that one, under this pulpit, behind this pulpit, I've got the authority to tell you that you are infallible. Oh, did you hear me? You are infallible. God does not do half jobs. When he redeems, he redeems to the uttermost. I'm not sitting here being afraid that I will fall tomorrow. No. When I was redeemed, God saw the end before the beginning. He saw my ups and downs and decided to redeem unconditionally. Are you together? Do you believe that you are redeemed unconditionally? Even if you fall out of favor with me as a pastor, you are still redeemed. Because your redemption doesn't come from me, comes from your maker. We are getting into an hour where we expect the church to be certain of who they are.
sifinyelele esigabeni lapho silindele ibandla ukuthi libe nesiqiniseko sokuthi bangoba.
You've got to know who you are.
Kosele uzazi ukuthi ungubani.
Where you come from.
Khaphi na?
Where you are going.
Uyaphi na?
You as an individual.
Wena njengomuntu wedwa.
Because as we are moving,
uma sihamba.
And you know we are getting into the honing of the pyramid.
Uyabona sesiya ecijeni kwepyramid.
The number is going to get fewer and fewer.
Inani liyancipha.
Hallelujah, of genuine people.
Labantu abaqotho.
But my desire, and that should be your desire.
Ngiyafisa kuba isifiso sakho nawe.
If it is six that is going in, God, I'm part of that six.
Uma bayithupha bayayo, uNkulunkulu ngingcenye yalabo bantu.
I'm not going there because it's a majority. I'm going there because I'm called to go there.
Angilapha ngokuthi iningi kodwa ngiya lapha ngokuthi ngibezela ukuthi ngiye lapha.
When you look around,
umuqalaza ubheka.
And I want to say whatever is genuine is often attacked.
Ngifuna ukuthi lokho okuqotho esikhathini lesiningi kuyahlasela.
The devil has got no time to waste.
USathana akanasikhathi akangasimosha.
He's after that seed.
Ufuna leya mbewu leya.
Because that seed is dangerous.
Uthi leya mbewu ingozi.
You know why you are dangerous?
Uyazi ngani uyingozi
na? The devil has created a mindset.
USathana udala umqondo.
In the end times.
Esikhathini sokugcina.
That it is impossible to live a holy life.
Ukuthi akwenzeki ukuthi ungaphila impilo engcwele.
But you can be a church member to ease your conscience.
Ungaba yilunga lebandla ukuthi uthambise unembeza wakho.
He likes that subject that no one is perfect.
Uyathanda leso sihloko sithi abekho umuntu ophelele.
But the Bible says be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Bible lithi ibani abaphelele njengoba baba wenu ophelele osezulwini.
He wants you to ask accept that your life will be lukewarm.
Ufuna ukuthi ukwamukele ukuthi impilo yakho iyoba ndikindiki.
He wants your life to be average.
Ufuna impilo yakho ibe phakathi nendawo.
He doesn't want you to pose any threat.
Akafuni ukuthi ubeke ubungozi.
Because if you can rise,
ukuthi uma unganyuka
and make the written word,
wenze izwi elilotshiweyo,
to be the living word in your life,
libe izwi eliphilayo empilweni yakho.
The devil is afraid that some sinner somewhere,
we are sabu Satan ukuthi isone indawo
thile, who feels that he has been written off.
Oh, ibona ukuthi sebaqedile ngayo.
Can look at you and begin to have a desire.
Abe nesifiso.
And know that there is a possibility.
Azi ukuthi likhono ikhono.
To rise above my sinful condition.
Ukuthi ngenyukele ngaphezu kwesimo sami.
And be like that woman.
Ngibe njengalayo.
And be like that man.
Ngibe njengalayo wesifazane.
The devil hates that.
USathane uyakuzonda ke lokho.
That's why he wants to drag you down.
Ingakho ufuna ukudosela phansi.
He wants to pull you down.
Ufuna ukudosela
phansi. So that your life does not provide an inspiration.
Ukuze ukuthi impilo yakho ingakhuthaza
umuntu. To a sinner that is looking at you.
Ukukhuthaza isono esikubhekile.
Even your marriage.
Ngisho nomshado wakho.
The devil wants your marriage to be like the marriages of this world.
USathane ufuna umshado wakho ufuna nomfana nemshado yabantu
lapha. That the troubles that you are in your marriage must be the same troubles that are in any other marriage.
Inkinga samshadweni wakho ayifane nenkinga yabanye abantu.
But your marriage must be different.
Umshado wakho kumele uhluke.
Because you are not just ordinary.
Ukuthi awusho umuntu ojwayelekile.
You are a creator of eternity.
Uyisidalwa sengivuna phakathi.
That is residing in the time dispensation.
Ohlala esikhathini.
And you're on your way back to eternity.
Usedleleni yakho ebuye lemnguna phakade.
How you tend to be out to be like.
Indlela oyovela ngayo.
It's not dependent on the elements of this earth.
Akuncikanga ezintweni ezitholakala lapha
ebabeni. I hope you are with me.
Ngiyathemba nina.
Now when a believer
umikholwa
begins to take his position,
liqala lithatha indawo yakhe.
It threatens the David.
Wesabisa uSathane ke lokho.
It demoralizes the David.
Edamandla.
But here's a danger.
Nabo ubungozi.
The devil has realized that you know your enemy. You know where he started, where he's going, you know everything. But he is aware that sometimes you are ignorant of how he disguises himself. And you must know the art of war is the art of deception. You can never win in a war unless you deceive your enemy. Yes, even you as a believer, you can never win against the devil unless you deceive him. Hey, brother, I'm a believer. Well, how can I deceive? You've got to mislead the enemy. In war, if you are far, you must pretend like you are closer. And if you are closer, you must pretend that you are far. If you are stronger, you must pretend that you are weaker. And when you are weaker, you must pretend that you are stronger. That is the art of war. And this morning, I want you to practice that. Maybe you feel weak. The devil wants you to accept your weakness. When I'm weaker, that's when I act stronger. And when I'm stronger, that's when I act weaker. Don't ever give the devil a reality. Are you here, believers? So he comes in different disguises. He has realized that we left the system. We came when we heard the voice of Elijah and left the system and went out of the system and became this great move of God. And we regarded ourselves as message believers. We called ourselves brothers and sisters. And we had our revival based on what God did through the prophet messenger. Our young men and our young women in the institutions of learning, they behaved differently from the rest. The married brothers conducted themselves differently. Everything was different about this message believers. Wherever they went, they shook everything. If theologians got confused in the midst of this message believers,
and
it buckled people's minds that these people, some of them are unlearned, but they can place the scriptures so perfectly until a theologian gets confused. Some of them couldn't sign their own names, but they can tell you how that great Jehovah evolved until he became a human being and how he went back to eternity. He looked at them, how they could describe the Bible history. They were not there in the Garden of Eden, but they can give you the sequence of events so perfectly that no one from a Bible school can put it in that
way.
They brought out things from the Bible until people that owned their Bible for many years, they looked at the Bible and say, "It's still my Bible." They made the Bible to be a new book. How many know what I'm talking about? When this message came our way and we interacted with denominations, we could place the baptism perfectly. We could place the Godhead perfectly. We could place the pastor pastors perfectly. We had every answer to every Bible question. And I still say, we still have it today. Now, we became a group of people that busted the David and say, if I don't bring those people under control, I will lose everything. Because now people will see that there is nothing that I can bring that can mesh them. And there was such love amongst us. Irrespective of background, irrespective of whatever racial background, when we went into the message, every barrier was broken. Traditional walls crumbled. And we embraced one another as brothers and sisters. And when people look at us, they realize that there is nothing that can produce that. You bring a Congolese and meet him to meet a Chinese. They speak the same language, which is the heavenly language. It just made the devil to be troubled. And he looked and said, I will not leave things as they are. I've got to go in and derail them. I've got to go in and destroy what they have. Because he's a destroyer. Now, how he came, he comes through infiltration. And how does he come? Because the devil is a spirit, he uses people. Now, as we were busy rejoicing under this revival, people were, as they were baptized, and we're happy that we are growing. It is wonderful. Hallelujah. Now, as we're growing, after a while, and after many years, many of us inside, one rose up. I think Brother Branham made a lot of mistakes. I'm here to correct this mistake. And they had a ministry that positioned themselves above the ministry of the prophet. Another one rose up. I've got a better revelation. This is from within. Until it became very glaring. When it comes to the end, where some, they even leave the message and say, it's false. And they write books, articles. I've been in the message for 33 years. And I realized that it's false. And left the message. What's happening? Now the army is being demoralized. It's looking at these great men that are leaving. And they realize that now we, what is it that we need to hold on to? It's infiltration. But the genuine seed knows that a man can be in the message for 33 years without the message being in him for a day.
Amen.
Did you get that one? Being in the message is different from the message being in you. When you are in the message, you will leave the message. But when the message is in you, it shall never leave you. So we've got two groups, those that are in the message and those that the message is in them. But they look so close. They look so similar in their way of preaching and singing. And you, if you without the Holy Ghost, you can't differentiate. And doctrines, they come up in this move. And people are getting demoralized. I said to on Wednesday before I read my quotation. If you make a minister a standard, you are in for a shock. When that minister is tested and succumbs to pressure, you will come under pressure. A standard is Christ. No other one but Christ. Let's put it this way. The prophet says in this message, trying to do God a service without it being His will.
Try to do God a service without it being His will.
He says the outside spirit can be anointed with the Holy Ghost, and the soul can be as dark as a pitch. The outside can be anointed with the Holy Ghost, but the soul be as dark as a pitch. What does it mean? When we say you must receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we need to take it further. Because you can be baptized with the genuine Holy Ghost and still die and go to hell. Yes. It depends in which realm does that baptism of the Holy Ghost takes place. If the Holy Ghost touches your flesh, this flesh that was sick becomes healed. But you can still die and go to hell, even though the Holy Ghost touched your flesh. The Holy Spirit can come and touch your spirit. And you can come and deliver a beautiful sermon. Or sing a very anointed song. And still be as a terrible sinner that you can be. That this is where now the devil is going to get you now. And that's where he almost got to the prophet. Let's not pretend like you are not living on this world. A minister can bring the weight and it can be so anointed. And you can be blessed and jump out of your seat. And yet that minister can be living in adultery. And yet he was used of the genuine Holy Ghost. Now to you are looking. The sermon is good. It's anointed. But the life is sinful. Now, if you are not a genuine believer, you will fall. But if you are seasoned, you know that the rain falls on the just and unjust. What am I saying this morning? If you say Brother Madiba is a believer, if you judge that based on the sermons that I deliver here, I tell you don't know what you are talking about. You do not judge the life by how the sermons are dispensed. It has to be the life of Christ. Christ, even before a man preaches, when you observe him from January all the way until December, and you see the life of Christ in that man, then you can say he is a Christian. Because you can preach a great sermon without the life of Christ. Know what I'm talking about. Because the false anointed one shall come. The anointing will be genuine, but the vessel will be false. And if you are following the vessel, if the vessel falls, then you fall. But if you're following God, irrespective of what the vessel does, you are still a believer. And let me put it this way. How many times when the pastors fell, many followed them and fell with them? Was the pastor your maker or was God your maker? The pastor is fallible, but God is infallible. You've got to follow the infallible one. And we are getting into an hour where ministries are going to be tested. And if the men in those ministries are not genuine, they shall fall. And if they are genuine, they shall stand. But if they fall and you fall with them, that means from the beginning you were not a believer. Where am I getting at? I'm getting at a stage where I'm expecting to see believers that will be believers irrespective of the conditions of time, irrespective of who their friends are, irrespective of where the church they go to. Even if there is no church, they are still believers. That's what I'm interested in. And my question to you: have you got the capacity to stand alone for the word of God when everybody is falling away, but you are rising and saying, "Oh God, I'm still a believer"? Do you have that ability? I will bring it on your doorstep as a young person. Are you going to be caught up with the way all other young people are like? Yes. Even if they come to your church, even if they wear long dresses like you do, but they live anywhere they like, have you got the ability to move opposite direction and say, I'm a predestinated believer? My friends are not my standard. The word is my standard. My friends, they can go to church, but I will not be like them. You know where I'm getting it? They say, in the pedestrian walk, if there could be one person and he looks up, maybe in the middle of Witbank CBD, where there is movement of people, and he just stands there and looks up, the people will look up and look at him, look up, look at him, and say he has lost his mind. He's one. If it can be five, and they look around, others will come. They will not say they've lost their mind. They will join them and look around. They say if it's five, then 15% of the people that walk past will stand. If it's one, none stands. And if you increase that number from five, increase that number from 5 maybe to 30, then your number will become bigger of the people that just come and stand. They call it a mob psychology syndrome. If a young person lives an unclean life, all the people will say that's unclean. But the more they increase, and then through the pastor's children, then through the deacon's children, then all the young people people, they join in that. My question is, are you able to take a stand irrespective of the number that is going away, but you are still genuine? It happens even around marriage people. Brother so-and-so broke his marriage vows. And so broke marriage vow. Who am I? Who will join them? You're not a believer.
Come on,
now, the Holy Ghost, if it falls on your flesh, you'll die and go to hell. If it falls on your spirit, you'll die and go to hell. But if it can penetrate your flesh and penetrate your spirit and get hold of your soul, now we say,
Majesty,
you are infallible. Now we say your eternal destination is sealed.
Siyabona manje lapho
this is mine. And the prophet speaks about the seal.
Prophet
and he says, if you take a parcel and you put a seal there, and it moves away maybe from
Dubai,
it will move from destination to destination. As long as it has not reached the final destination, that seal must never be broken. When it is broken, the owner must be present. So that he can confirm the contents. No wonder you, no matter where you have been, the devil could not do anything. Because you are sealed until the day of your redemption. The devil cannot do anything.
Amen.
I hope you get it. So this morning, make sure, when you receive the Holy Ghost, it must be in the soul. And it is without sensation. How do you know that you have received it?
Is
when you come to church? No, sir. Is when you sing better songs? No, sir. When the revealed weight of your hour expresses itself through your life, then it best record that you are one of them. I hope we are together. Now, the prophet says two people. One speaks in tongues. One interprets the tongues. And the great move of God swept over the congregation. After the service, the one that was interpreting comes to Brother Brandon and says, sir, have you received the Holy Ghost? Brother Brandon says, no. Have you spoken in tongues? Brother Brandon said, no. Remember, a prophet is a prophet from birth. A prophet is born a prophet. He might not have had the Holy Ghost then, but he was still God's prophet. A vision broke out. And he sees the very man that was asking him questions. Although he is married, but he's got another woman, and they've got three children. And Brother Branham shook his head and said, how can that man interpret the scriptures and God moves in the church and only to find that he's got a mistress? It made the prophet to be restless until God gave him a scripture. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. Although the Holy Ghost was genuine, but the vessel was wrong. And today, the deception today, we are not able to differentiate from the vessel and from the one that uses the vessel. I hope we are together. Let's continue here. Now, the prophet says, or maybe just to get to how infiltration works. As they were in the wilderness, they came across a spot. And then from that spot, then Moses decided to send 12 spies to go and spy the land. And they went over, and they looked at the land and checked the reality versus the quotations that they had. The quotation says the graves thereof are so big. You need to carry them on your shoulder. They look at the quotation. They look at the reality. It was a reality. They looked at the land. And they saw that the land was there. But while they were looking, then they saw the giants. And when they saw the giants, they concentrated on the giants. And they came back to the nation to give a feedback. This mean, we're not just little boys. They were elders of the tribes. They were there, they were looked up to. They were men of integrity. They were men that were there throughout. Now when they came back, then they delivered a negative report. They learned to have seen it.
But
we have seen the giants. And when we looked at ourselves, and we looked at the giants, we saw that we were like grasshoppers. These are the elders giving a feedback to the church of the living God. These were not the Moabites. These were the Israelites. These were the people internally giving a report. Yes, the prophet is right. But what he said is unattainable. The quotations are right. We have read them for many years. But we have looked and we realized it's unattainable. It was a negative report. And it demoralized the army. That's what infiltration does. It's a report of somebody that comes from within. You know how many children their self-esteem were compromised. Not by the outsider, but by the people that they loved them. The past remarks that compromise their self-esteem. The person that will demoralize you most is the person that is next to you. It will not be an enemy of ours. Now, when this man delivered to the report, and the whole nation, there was a murmuring that these men are speaking the truth. But the report was a false report. Until two men rose up and said, we are more than able. We looked at the giants, but we never compared ourselves with the giants. Because the battle is not our battle. We remember that there is a God that sent the prophet. There is a God that opened the Red Sea. There is a God that rained manna from heaven. There is a God that made the water to come from the rock. He is still God here. Now, there were two reports that was before the nation. And the nation was divided. Let me put it this way. Those that had the spirit of Moses and Caleb believed them. And those that had the spirit of the 10 spies believed them.
Here
is a danger. There were more people believing in a negative report than there were people believing in a good report. Let me not be with the majority. God is not a majority. God is a God. And when you are with God, it's enough.
Amen.
It demoralized them. When I'm moving, I want to move focus from your environment and put it on him. Because if you can think you are alone, you'll sink into depression. When Elijah thought that he was alone, he ran away and sank into depression and say, everybody is worshipping
Baal.
I'm the only one remaining. And God came and say, I still have
7,000
that have not bowed down to Baal. Today, people can say the message is in a mess. But the message will never be in a mess. The message is still untarnished. And I want to say, if you are genuine and you thought you were alone, I'm here to tell you that you are not alone. There are men and women that mean business with this message. Yes, ministers might have gone and committed adultery and run around with women. There are still genuine ministers. Men that have broken their marriage vows may be many. But there are men of honor. There may be fewer. But the beauty is that they are there. And my question today, are you one of them? Are you part of the minority? That can remain and say, I will be your witness. I'm delivering a report here. I want to say, the rapture is attainable. I'm delivering a report here. I say our young people can live clean lives. I'm here to deliver a report. Our marriages can be different from the marriages of this world. It depends whether you believe it. But I believe it.
Amen.
Listen. And sisters, it's a perception. But I want to test that perception. There's a perception that sisters don't read the message. They don't read the spoken word. They think it's the pastor's duty and the minister's to read. We need sisters that can read. And search the scriptures. And have the spirit of discernment.
Babe, no more yawokhlola.
Why am I saying like that?
Inani ngisho njalo.
A lot of times,
esikhathini esiningi,
you hear reports.
Uzwa imibiko.
Whenever a pastor falls.
Uthi uma umelusi awa.
How many things that are enemies towards ministers?
Izingakhe izinto ezizitha ubashumayeli na?
3 months. Money, women, popularity,
no doom.
And these 3 kids are related. You can't be popular without money. Where have you ever seen a broke man popular? You've got to have money to be popular. And you can't be popular unless it is with women. So they are all related. Wherever they go together. Here's a danger. I always ask myself. You know I'm a very transparent man. If a man of God falls, or the man of the devil before we knew that. And you find that there are almost 20 sisters that are victims in the church.
And
it has been going on for a long time. What made them to be quiet?
I
still can't get my head around it. But the problem is that we need not to let down the guards. Because not everyone that will stand behind this pulpit is genuine. Everyone must be tested. And there is a decorum. A desire to behavior. There are certain things as a pastor, if I do them, it must be a red light, a flashing of a red light.
Yeah.
If I'm a pastor, I plan to meet with you as a sister without your husband knowing. Already it's a red light.
Can
I get an amen?
Amen.
It doesn't matter how powerful I preach yesterday. As long as it is not properly, something is wrong. And you need not to, you must never be ashamed to tell me and say, Pastor, it's wrong. Or you come up and you bring your husband along. And your husband asks the pastor, say, but why did you make an appointment with my wife without letting me know? If I've got a message to deliver to a marriage sister, I must go via her husband. Are you here, people? The problem today, we are too accessible to one another until the decorums are no longer there. It doesn't mean if I've got your phone number, I must know phone you as a marriage sister. What I'm saying is because today we have let down the bars and the devil has moved in and is destroying the church. But I want to say, let the church rise up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Those things, they need to be looked at. I said on Wednesday, when young sisters in this church, if they've got a problem, a lot of times it will be good to look at an elderly sister. And when I say elderly, I'm not just referring to age, I'm referring to maturity in the way. Yes, because one can be an older person without being elderly. Yes. And there are people that can be in the message for 40 years, they are still babies. There is a difference between an old man in church and an elder. And when I say elderly, married sister that you trust, that is mature, you go to her, I've got this problem. And then maybe they help you. And maybe if she cannot help, let's go to the pastor. The scripture says, let the elderly teach the young. There, a lot of times, what makes the ministers to be caught up in a web, they get involved in counseling. They don't know when to exit. If we go and resolve a marriage issue, I must know when to come out. Are we together? Yeah. You get in and get out. Hallelujah. I hope you are here. And those things, they will just bring the dignity back in the message. And they will take this casualness out. And
and even you young girls, if your brother keeps on sending you WhatsApp, I said, maybe you need to bring the WhatsApp to the pastor and say, pastor, ask the man what is his objective behind this
WhatsApp.
And I will go and say, brother, what is your objective behind this
WhatsApp?
And a lot of times, to show that the spirit is wrong, when you say you will tell somebody, then they start shivering. They even run away from the church. Are we together? Are you here, young people? And I say, you must not keep secrets. You must expose the devil. Don't wait until it is too late. You know, there is an experiment. They say if you put a frog and throw it into the hot water, it jumps out immediately. But if you can put it in cold water and increase the temperature gradually, before it knows it, it's gone. And that's what the devil is doing. As a young girl, the devil must never keep you lazy, increasing the temperature gradually. Before you knew it, you are gone. You must jump and say, pastor, there is something here. Maybe you don't know that the devil can come to church. And Satan Wednesday, the demon can put a suit and have the spoken
word
and call to the spoken
word
and say amen to the word and still have an agenda to destroy you.
But
you must be able to scream and say, the devil is after me. A real young man, when he wants to get married, he goes to the parents. He goes to the pastor. He's serious. He means business. Not this half young man. And you've got a right as a young girl and say, I'm not a WhatsApp material. And when you respect your faith, the devil is compelled to respect your faith. The reason he is doing what he's doing, we became too accommodating. Are you still with me? Now they give a report back. A negative report. And Jesus said, beware, false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. It's happening again. And for a wolf to have an animal skin, or a sheep skin, it must kill the sheep first to take the skin and to cover it. So when you see a wolf with a skin, you must know there is a dead sheep somewhere. But we need discernment to check what is behind. I say a lot of times, don't ever judge this church based on what we preach here. Come and check in the background. Is it driven by God? Amen. Amen. You know that even in restaurants, don't just judge the restaurant based on the ambience. Sometimes what goes on in the kitchen and what goes on where you are sitting is two different things. I've seen it a lot of times. Restaurants around, some at the mall. Some years back when I was a Coca-Cola rep, because we are allowed to go there, to go past where people are sitting and go. When we get there, outside is a nice brand. Such and such, I won't mention names.
so that the church must not be sued. This nice restaurant. Chairs polished. Tiles shining. The staff well dressed. And we'll go all the way at the back. And maybe we'll lift up a box. And all of a sudden cockroaches just go around. And when I move out, I just look at the patrons. The customers. I just say, you don't know what I saw. And some churches are like that.
Amen.
Nice music. Nice weight. Nice everything. But the life behind, you find that it's devilish. But yet it's a church. So that's why you must have a discernment. Check what is happening here. What drives these people? Is it the spirit of God or is it the spirit of the devil? Because today a church is not a safe environment. No, Christ is the safe environment. Don't find a church, find Christ.
Amen.
I hope we are together. Amen. And Paul says, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming in themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. There is nothing in closing that will defeat the church from outside. That will defeat the church from outside. It has to be within. As long as Israel was according to the weight, they won every battle. But when Achan stole a Babylon garment, the church lost the battle. That's infiltration. So every one of us, we've got a responsibility. And everyone must say, the devil had better not come through me. Let me protect my corner. Let me take care of my corner. If I see a giant in my corner, I slay that giant. And if everybody can do it like that, you will see an army rising that is an invincible army that will overcome the devil. That's why I say, let's be vigilant. Let's be prayerful. Let's be discerning. Let's test the spirit. Let us not be gullible. The weight is the standard. If it doesn't pass the weight test, politely reject it and move away from it. Then your spirit will be preserved. Your soul will be preserved. God bless you richly as we stand. There is an army rise. How many are part of that army? I'm glad to be part of this great army. Has never suffered any defeat.
Power, yes, in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power.
There is power.
How many believe there is power?
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
To break every chain. To break every chain. To break every chain.
To break every chain. There is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
There is power.
an army.
Amen.
Mighty warrior, great in battle,
Jehovah is your name.
Mighty warrior. Jehovah is your name.
Jehovah is your name.
Mighty warrior.
He's the mighty warrior.
Uqhawe namandla.
The captain of the Lord's host.
Induna yamabutho kaNkulunkulu.
Every battle that was ever given to him, he won it clean. From eternity to eternity. No wonder we worship him.
That is
my theory. I don't know if there's that, or maybe a song that is in your heart. You know, sometimes I feel we were made to worship. When you worship him, you feel that I'm doing what I was created to do. Worship is eternal.
Amen.
My soul says yes.
I'm in agree this morning.
Says yes,
my soul says yes.
Says yes,
my soul says yes.
Oh,
my soul says yes.
Says yes,
says
yes,
says yes,
says yes.
My soul says yes.
Says yes. Says yes,
says yes,
says yes,
says yes,
says
yes,
says yes,
moya waka,
you are faithful, Lord. our heads as bowed and bowed before you. Amen. We're just so glad, amen, to be in the house of God, amen. So glad, amen, to bathe in that presence, amen. Just so glad, amen, that even this morning as I just sat in the car there waiting, there was a young man that came in. And I think he came in for the first time looking for the entrance, amen. We just want to acknowledge him, amen, and just invite him also, amen, in the presence of God, in the presence of the believers, amen. We just want to acknowledge, amen, and that God had moved this morning, amen. God had spoke this morning, amen. Hallelujah, amen. Let us just pray. If there's a need, amen, this morning, we could raise our hands and say, Lord, Lord, remember me, Lord. I'm standing in a need of prayer this morning. I need strength for the week, amen. I was convicted in my soul, amen. I need that word, amen. I need that message. I need to be, amen, that message in me, amen. I want to change this morning, amen. I'm tired, amen, of just coming every Sunday, amen, just being along and acting along. I'm finished this morning. I want to surrender. I want to give it all to you, Lord. Let's just bow our heads, amen. Father God Almighty, Father.
Yes.
Lord, Lord, we think of, Lord, when David came there, Lord, and Goliath, Father, the giant of this age, the unbelief of this age, amen. He boasted and he stood up there and he said, is there one that's in Laodicea that's not influenced by my demonic powers? Is there one in Laodicea that's not caught up in the web of the internet? Amen.
Yes.
Is there one in Laodicea out there that I'm looking for that's not caught up with the fashions and the tradition of this world? Mm. Is there one in Laodicea that's not lukewarm and going on with my influence? Amen. But David, amen, could stand up and said, there's one amongst the message circles of this hour. This one that's not influenced, that's not caught up. This one that's manifesting the word in this hour. This one that's living true to this pure, unadulterated word that has come from the prophet Elijah in this hour. Amen. We could raise up that hands, amen, and say, Lord, I may not have been that one, amen, for the time that has gone by. I may have fought and may have failed. I may have slipped into adultery. I may have been caught up, amen, in the web of the internet this morning, amen. I may have been influenced by the giants of this world, and I may have just moved astray this morning, amen. We could say, Lord, help me this morning, amen. Help me to be that David, amen. Help me to be that one that will turn aside and walk away completely and serve you in spirit and in truth. Heavenly Father, you see those hands, Father, even my hands, Lord, just lifted up to you, Father God, Lord, because you have spoken, Father, Lord. How could we neglect such a great word of salvation that has come down, Father, the mighty angel coming down, Father, Lord Jesus, and stepping down, Lord, and tramping over the land and over the sea, Lord, over all the powers this morning, Father, and declaring that there is mercy this morning, Father. Lord Jesus, your spirit will always strive to man, Lord, calling out, Father, knowing, Lord, the last phase of the rapture, Father God, is that translation, Father, that would just take place anytime, Father, the billions that will be left in the tribulation, yes. Father God, and die and suffer, dear Lord Jesus. But oh God, there's a people this morning, yes. Father, where we were so privileged, Father, to hear the truth, oh God, and we're just making a pledge, oh Lord, a pledge to the Lamb of God this morning, Lord, yes. And say we're coming home, dear Lord Jesus, that we love you with all, yes, our hearts, oh God. We may have had amnesia, Father, through the times, but we love you this morning, Father. Lord, just bless the congregation, Father. Bless your shepherd, oh God, that has just healed it himself so wonderfully, Father, to the needs of the children, Father. Oh God, just bless the congregation. Be with us, Father Lord, as we go on our journey, Father. Fighting, Lord. Standing as children of God. Uncompromising, yes. Father. Lord, having that dignity brought back to the message,
let
Father.
So
outstanding odd bowls in this hour, Father God. Oh, help us and be with us. Bless your children, Father. We pray these things, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Glory to God.
Amen.
Preparing an Africans one, but I'm going to say there's that song as we lift him up.
We lift up, we stand and lift our hands.
Yes, that's the right one. Brother Sumo is going to prepare an Africans one. He will whisper to your ear. Let Brother Tugus take this one. While you prepare that African song. But whisper into his ear. What's going to be your next African song? Yeah.
We stand and lift up our hands. For
the joy of the
Lord is our strength. We bow down. Worshiping now, how great, how awesome is He.
We stand and lift up those hands.
We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
We bow down,
and worshiping now, how great.
We say worthy is
the Lord,
worthy is
God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory.
We say worthy is the Lord,
God Almighty.
The earth is
filled with His glory.
We stand and lift up those hands.
We stand and lift up my hands.
We bow down
and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He.
Come on, brothers, now. We stand and lift.
We stand and lift up our hands. For the joy of the Lord is our strength.
We bow down.
Come on, brothers.
And worship Him now. How great. How awesome.
We say, worthy is the Lord.
Worthy is the Lord. God Almighty.
The end is
filled.
We say, worthy.
Worthy is the Lord. God Almighty.
Amen. Now we will sing an Africans one.
So Hlabelele Africans again much.
And thereafter we'll be dismissed till we meet on Wednesday, 6 o'clock.
Emva lokho singakhululeka siphinde sihlangane ngolwesithathu ngo-6 o'clock.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ekhetha lekesmaki. Latons dikikrei, my bro.
Eketa lekes maki Irbenen behaki Turiere mesil komrete Tukrete Eketa lekes maki
Africa.
He found the Khoisan singing. And they were going in cycle.
And
the prophet took off his jacket and joined them in that cycle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Heaven will be a beautiful place.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We will. Everyone will worship him the way they worshipped him. If some of you have seen the Congolese when they really worship God.
Hey, goodness.
If they didn't tell you that they are singing with the gospel, you would think it's a war zone.
Amen.
And now you see the Africans won.
Yeah, born a magic African.
I see. My sister Cindy, she doesn't have enough space. And Sister Macy as well, I see.
Because
for an African song, you need space. Amen. But isn't God awesome? Or maybe, you know, in this church we can go to any country and sing any song. Maybe should we use Congo to dismiss? We can use Zimbabwe to dismiss us. We can sing Malawi to dismiss us. We can sing England to dismiss us. Is it Zimbabwe? Or they say we will close on Zimbabwe notes.
What is so far and yes, Zimbabwe.
Amen.
Amen. Makanaka Jesu,
Makanaka Jesu,
Makanaka
Jesu, Makanaka Jesu,
Simutaru
oko, Rako uchiti, Makanaka Jesu,
Makanaka Jesu,
Makanaka Jesu.
Amen.
Oh, tell us what it means.
All right.
You know, I said the church must be suspicious. Before we sing, we want to know what does it mean.
All right. The song says, God is good. He's awesome. Just wave the your hands to the Lord and say he's good. Right.
That is
why we need to wave our hands
it's
the Lord.
It's a royal one. Amen. You know, when a king goes past you, you don't just put your hands in the pocket. There must be proper salutations. Amen. If the Zulus will say bayet. Amen. And then Zim they say Makanaka Jesu. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Come with it thereafter we are dismissed. It's difficult to leave church this morning.
Makanaka Jesu.
Makanaka Jesu.
Makanaka Jesu.
Makanaka Jesu.
Simudaru.
Makanaka Jesu.
Makanaka Jesu.
Thank you, Father.
Makanaka
Jesu. Makanaka Jesu.
Simuzaruo.
Maruo. Rako uchiti. Makanaka Jesu.
Makanaka Jesu.
Makanaka Jesu.
Makanaka
Jesu. Makanaka Jesu.
Makanaka
Jesu.
Makanaka
Jesu.
Makanaka Jesu.